And now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to mention that I'll be in San Diego on June 15th for Sky Show, KGB-FM Sky Show. And right now we have on the line with us, where is Jay Santos? Where's his radio room? Oh, okay, well, it wasn't punched up. Oh. Jay, you there? Well, okay, well, we don't have Jay. Jay, are you there?
I'm sorry, Phil, we were trying to try to coordinate a couple of different things with some of the officers out in the field right now.
All right, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. There are a lot of laws being considered now banning cell phones.
That is correct, yeah.
Have you heard that?
I have read a lot of that. Yes, I have.
And you've read about the cell phone ban, and what is this based on, safety?
Well, I think it's understandable. We've had the wake-up call on cell phones for a long time, Phil, the wake-up call in many communities. A lot of them are banning them with good reason, because other than emergency communication, there doesn't seem to be any reason to use a cell phone. We know that many communities do not yet have these restrictions, but we're anticipating them. And we want to get people used to the idea that you can drive a car without talking on a cell phone.
And to that end, you guys and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, now just as you guys are volunteer police officers.
That's correct, yes.
But you rely upon the constitutional right to a citizen's arrest. So you don't really carry a badge.
We don't carry a badge. What we like to say, Phil, is we do walk softly. We carry a big stick. We see ourselves as an adjunct or an assist, if you will, to the police. We do some flare drops. We do some traffic control. And certainly when a situation like this arises that cell phones are dangerous or what have you, well, we like to think we're on standby for the safety of the community.
All right, well, cell phones now being banned in a lot of different communities, where does the Citizens Auxiliary Police come into this?
I think, first of all, Phil, it's kind of a philosophical thing. If I could take you back, I remember when I was a boy, my father and my mother kissed each other goodbye in the morning, and then they saw each other again at night, and they hadn't spoken a word all day, and that was good enough for them. And they'd be talking at night about how their day went. Today, I think what you've got with a lot of cell phone users, especially a lot of women out there, they're worried about their marriages falling apart or nervous about their relationships falling apart. And you see a lot of these housewives that are on a cell phone with their husband trying to make sure they're in a good space. My wife has a very dear friend, Lady Liz, actually doesn't live in our community. She lives down more in Palos Verdes. And she is constantly on the phone with her husband. Are you in a good space today? And trying to work out their marriage and all of this nonsense. And I've got so many marriages that are on the rocks right now.
Are you saying there's a lot of people on cell phones trying to salvage their marriages?
Well, I think that I think a lot of it is that
there's a lot of insecure relationships.
I think a lot of it is that there's a lot of people driving in the car and they're talking on the phone to a therapist or a head shrinker. I remember when I was a boy, my parents were very happily married. I've got a very strong marriage. My wife and I don't need to be talking all the time. You know, it's sort of, they call it, psychologists call it anal compulsion, because it has to do with your butt, you know, because that's what the anal thing is. And
I understand that. I know what that is. A Freudian term, anally compulsive, someone who is constantly...
Yeah, it sounds like always with their finger in their butt, I guess is what that means. But really what we're talking about here is getting these people off the phones and getting them back to, you know, if you're insecure in your marriage... And
well, certainly there are people on the phone for a variety of reasons.
That is correct.
Okay, so they're not just on the phone trying to salvage their failing marriages or they're, you know, trying to find out if their boyfriend's in a good space. They're on the phone maybe with an emergency, correct?
Well, we have no problem with an emergency call, but probably fewer than 5% of all cell phone calls are emergency. These are people who are on the phone having a conversation about horseback riding lessons or is the furniture there yet or I don't know. And most of them are driving with one hand. Now, other than police and the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers that I know, I don't think it's safe to drive with one hand. And so what we will be doing in the next few months in anticipation of these cell phones being banned, Citizens Auxiliary Police is traveling the roadways. We have large poster signs that read, hang up, hang it up. And when you see a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer, I can speak to your audience right now, Phil.
Go ahead.
When you people out there see a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer with a poster sign that we put up in the window of the van that says, hang it up. What we like to say is, don't ask why, just do it and don't cry. Hang it up and arrive alive. And you'll be expected to terminate your phone conversation.
Okay, now you're going to get the question, what if I don't? You're not a police officer, you don't have a... What if they don't terminate their phone conversation?
if they do not terminate their conversation, we're in the process of installing some monitoring equipment. We can interrupt the call, and we can tell you this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Please terminate the phone conversation. If you do not, and the phone conversation is, I don't know what you want to call it, kind of juicy, we can roll a tape on that.
All right, so you're taping people's phone conversations.
If it's a little juicy, a little thing, maybe you're not supposed to be saying. If it's not juicy, then obviously it's something we're not going to want to record.
What do you mean by juicy?
A little kind of something juicy. Talking, you know, maybe you got a boyfriend you shouldn't have, you got a girlfriend you shouldn't have. These are things I don't think people want us to hear. So we put hang it up, and you're going to hang it up. Because,
all right, Citizens Auxiliary Police, Brigadier General Jay Santos with me at 1-800-449-8686 with a lot of communities banning cell phone use. You guys are out there in anticipation of this with a sign that says, hang it up.
That is correct.
And you don't have any enforcement capability beyond that.
We do not have any enforcement capability beyond that, but we do, once we get some of this monitoring equipment installed, we can begin to monitor some of the phone calls that are out there and see what some of these people are doing. I can guarantee you that you're not going to be having no juicy conversation. And
I want to get back to just one other thing before we go to our break. And again, Jay Santos is a Brigadier General with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You guys do not have any official arrest capability.
Well, I wish I sort of wish you'd stop hitting that.
Why?
Well, because I think that sort of undercuts our authority. No, we can't arrest, but we can, when we're there and when you see our blue armband and we wear a white pith helmet with wingtips and Bermuda shorts and you see the blue armband of Citizens Auxiliary Police, it causes some people's colon to, they might lose their mud a little bit. And what we're trying to do is...
All right, well, they may lose their mud, as you put it, or they get freaked out by it, but you guys can't arrest. You can't even legally monitor their phone conversation, can you?
So what we're doing is we're not going to legally, we're not monitor or anything like that. I'm not going to do anything with the tape. If it's juicy, I'm just telling you, if you have a juicy conversation, you're not going to want us to listen in on it.
So it's sort of almost a threat of blackmail?
No, absolutely not. It's against the law.
It's just that if I'm having a conversation with the maid who I'm having an affair with, I wouldn't want you guys hearing that, so I'm going to hang it up.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Just in case you didn't hear, Governor George Pataki, for instance, of New York State, has proposed a statewide ban on driving while using a handheld cellular phone, a move other states are also considering amid concerns about whether chatting drivers are more easily distracted and more likely to crash. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, really what I'm talking about, Phil, is that, when I was a little boy...
Right.
My father got a package at our doorstep. And this was addressed to my father, and this came from the U.S. Mail. And when he opened it up, it contained pictures of my mother.
And what was she? She was in a compromising position?
Yes, she was. She was having sex with another individual, and it was very graphic. And I've never forgotten that. And I realized that that's the fruits of a failed marriage. You got to work hard on your marriage and don't think you're going to do it on a cell phone. And because I can tell you right now, if you're on a cell phone and we put up our poster board that says hang it up and you stay on her and the conversation's juicy, if we were less than scrupulous people, maybe your husband would be getting some juicy pictures of you.
Well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about blackmailing people?
No, Phil, I'm not. I'm just saying, just understand that these conversations can be monitored.
Well, implicit in that was a threat that you would monitor them, but let's take a phone call here. Brigadier General Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Carolyn, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My big deal is I understand you want to help the police and all, but you keep talking about the conversations themselves, okay? How about the fact that it's just bad to be driving and talking, because a lot of people can't walk and chew gum at the same time?
Well, that's a good point, Carolyn. And one of the things we found out is a lot of people can't drive with one hand. They need both hands on a wheel.
Yeah, that's true. And as a matter of fact, I'm
but they're
on
having
my
some juice.
My big point is,
well, you're on cell phone right now. See, I've got a dilemma right now. And my dilemma is I'm talking to you and I want to talk to you, but you're on a cell phone. I almost feel like I'm, like you're violating me somehow by talking to me on a cell phone.
You know, because you know how I violate unless you put yourself in that situation.
Well, you know how
you're on the radio.
You know,
I mean,
how I feel about it.
You put yourself out there.
But you know how I feel about it, and yet you went ahead and just called me up on a cell phone.
Well, did you not want anybody to call and comment about your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going
to not call at all?
Carolyn, the laws are not. I mean, they're proposing the laws, Jay, in a lot of states. Okay, and obviously it's not illegal where Carolyn is.
Well, it just feels like, I've never been in jail, but it's like a jail rape or something, because I happen to be an assistant auxiliary police officer.
Okay, what's, for one, I believe this is kind of an ego.
Jail rape?
To be calling yourself a brigadier general, okay? A brigadier general of an auxiliary police thing. If y'all really want to make a statement, and I'm not downing your organization, just the fact that you want to deem yourself a brigadier general.
Oh, I am a brigadier general. We got Major Elvis Newton is the commander of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the five different chapters we have.
Well, that's fine. But I'll tell you what else you can do that'll serve the public a whole lot better. And I'm not saying cell phones are bad because, I'm talking to one on the phone, but if I got in a bad traffic situation, I'd throw it in the floorboard in a minute.
Well, here's the whole deal. For you to call me on a cell phone is like you slapping me in the face. I know you didn't mean to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you've lubricated a broom handle.
Oh, come on, man.
No,
well,
trust me,
like
if
that.
I was going to do that to
it,
you, sir, I wouldn't
like
even
that.
Lubricate. But anyway, the main point I'm trying to make is if you want to do something to help out the police because you call yourself a citizen's auxiliary police, why don't you park yourself on corners near schoolyards, near crossings, and try to help the police catch some of these freaks picking up kids?
You're kind of a tomboy, aren't you?
A tomboy?
A tomboy?
No, sir, I don't consider myself a tomboy. Why would you say that?
You know what I mean by tomboy, right?
I'm assuming. Why would you say
Well, what do you mean by that?
You just sound a little, like you said you wouldn't lubricate the broom handle.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you. What are you focusing on that for?
I was monitoring that conversation, by the way, Phil. And
what were you doing?
I was monitoring that. We were using the monitoring equipment to monitor that conversation.
You were monitoring the conversation you were just having with her?
That is correct.
Well, of course you were monitoring it. You were on the phone with her.
Yeah, but we were using it. So what are you saying?
You were using your monitoring equipment.
Right. Eddie, were you on that? Yeah.
Well, what do you need to do that for? You could have just rolled a tape on the phone that you're on.
Eddie, Phil says we could have just rolled a tape on a phone we're on.
What is he, a moron? He doesn't know that either? Here is Houston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Houston, go ahead, sir.
I was just the guy that's got the guy with the cell phone and the marriage with his parents and the problems with his mother and the pictures and all this kind of stuff. Sounds like he's got a personal vendetta running around in his head.
I want to ask you just a flat question. Do you use a cell phone in public?
I'm using a cell phone right now in public at my dry cleaner, which I dialed in the car.
What's the point? You're calling me up. That's like violating me in a holding cell.
What do you mean?
You know how I feel about cell phone. What do you find so funny?
Well, what I find so funny is that it seems like you have a personal vendetta against everybody using a cell phone because your parents' marriage wasn't successful.
No, I'm saying you know
your position
It's Michael, right? Okay, Michael. Most of these women that are out there, you're a man. I understand you need it for business. Most of these women are out there on a cell phone trying to save their failing marriages. Trying to save failing relationships.
I completely disagree. I don't see how you can make such a broad-handed statement.
A lot
like
of
that.
These women during the day, a lot of these housewives don't work. They're calling their husband. They're having some kind of a nervous breakdown.
Oh my God! What century were you born in?
Now, what century?
All,
was I born
all these
in?
Housewives that don't work. I have male friends who stay at home who take care of the children and the wives work and.
A lot of these people are trying to save marriages. They're trying to. You know, are you in a good space? Can I talk to you right now?
What does that have to do with using a cell phone in the car?
My point is
yours, why they're talking on the cell phone.
So what are you saying, Jay? You're saying it's a lot of frivolous conversation?
A lot of unnecessary conversation. My mother and father got along fine.
Your mother and father got along fine until your dad received pictures of your mother.
That is correct. That I cannot argue with.
Okay. Do you suppose if your dad was talking to your mom on a cell phone that your mother wouldn't have been out having an affair?
I do not know the answer to that. And I just know it hurt me very deeply, my father getting pictures in the mail, black and whites, of my mother in every conceivable kind of sexual ruse. And I think it's tough.
Well, I feel for you in that respect and everything.
For an 8-year-old
like
boy to find them, too, because he left them laying around.
Well,
okay,
now that's between you and your
that's
father.
The whole
that's not between you and the rest of the cell
very,
phone
very
world.
Very,
just it was.
It's very personal stuff, Jay.
Huh?
I say that's very personal stuff.
It is personal stuff.
I understand that. Well, let's get back to these women who call their husbands 30, 40 times a day at work, interrupting a man's work, making it hard to get work done. This is what I'm talking about, Michael. I'm not talking about you, but
right.
I would wish that you, if you call me from your home.
It just seemed like some of the statements that you made couldn't wait till I got home.
I understand. It just feels like you just took off a rubber glove and just went ahead and just nailed me right across the face with it. And yeah, ha-ha. But that's how I feel.
All right, look, Michael, thanks for your call. I know that you're in the dry cleaners right now, so there's people calling from all over the place. 1-800-449-8686. This is Russ on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment about this individual, about the cell phones. I think somebody like him is extremely combative. His techniques are very combative. And I tell you what, if he ever came up to me when I'm driving and told me to put my cell phone down, he'd get hurt.
No, hold on. See, you're already overreacting. We put up a sign in a window.
You're stepping over the line. And
we put up a sign in a window.
Your technique is combative.
I don't want to hear what I
got
to say, but
so
I didn't walk up to
hurt.
Anybody and tell him to put the phone down. We put a sign up in the window that says, hang it up.
I heard earlier that you would go in and I guess tap their phone and record.
No.
I don't know who you think you are.
What we do is we do have phone monitoring equipment, and we put up a sign, and when it says hang it up, first of all, this is done in a car, Phil.
All right, so you guys are mobile.
We're mobile. We see this guy. What's your name, Russ? We see Russ on the phone. I'll put a sign up in the window that says hang it up. If Russ looks over at me and stays on the phone, then maybe we can tap into that conversation he's having.
I'm in sales, and I have to use a cell phone, and I'm telling you, if somebody
you
came up to me and pulled that stuff,
my father was in sales.
You'd get hurt.
My father was in sales, and he didn't need a cell phone.
What did he sell? Toilet cleaners?
Well, this is back in the day when I didn't have
cell phones. I sell something completely different, very high tech. I'm on call 24 hours a day, and I have to have a phone. And I'm telling you, if somebody like you tried to interrupt
my
income,
we're monitoring your call right now.
You get hurt.
We're monitoring your call right now.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. So what do you think of that?
I really don't care. I'll tell
you don't
you, like,
care?
Come near
I'm
me,
monitoring your
you're
car.
You're going to get hurt.
Well, I'm monitoring your car right now. What are you going to do about it?
All right, gentlemen.
No. He started it. I'm monitoring your car right now. What are you going to do about it?
I really don't care if you're monitoring my car.
Yeah,
I'm talking
sure.
about the fact that what you're doing, trying to get people to stop using their cell phones when they need them. You know, I admit there are some people out there that maybe are not as coordinated and shouldn't be using a phone.
Well, how do I know
everybody?
How do I know you are? Let's talk about you. Can you drive with one hand?
I could drive with zero.
You can drive with zero hands. What do you drive with?
I drive with a hand. What's your point?
Where's your other hand?
It's on his phone, okay?
All right.
Yeah, it's on my phone. Where else would it be?
Good question.
So what's your point? You're trying to make a point. Make it.
I just made my point.
No, you didn't make a point.
Yeah, I believe I did. I don't think you're listening.
You didn't make a point.
You got one hand on the wheel, one hand on the phone. Where's your other hand?
One hand's on the steering wheel, one hand's on the phone. What is your point?
Where's your other hand?
What do you mean, where's his other hand?
Are you dense?
You said one hand is on the
wheel. One hand on the wheel,
one's on the phone.
One on the phone. What do you mean, where's his other hand? Oh, man.
All right, gentlemen.
You guys want to make a joke about this.
You want to make a joke about this, people will die, Russ, and you'll probably... You know, you kill a kid, it's on you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. One hand on the wheel.
Right.
One hand on the phone.
I just wonder where the other hand is.
What other hand? Has he got three hands?
No, everybody has two hands.
One hand on the wheel.
Right.
That's one. You there?
I'm right here, Phil. I don't need to be yelled at.
Okay, one hand on the wheel. That's one.
Right.
One hand on the phone.
That's one.
That's two.
No, you said one hand on the...
One plus one equals two. Where's your other hand? 1-800-44... Or is that 2-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
With Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police Substation in Hawthorne, California, as he talks to us about monitoring people on cell phones. Some states taking measures to eliminate altogether people using cellular phones in cars. And you are out on the highway with the Citizens Auxiliary Police basically letting people know to they ought to hang it up. You've got signs that say hang it up. You've also said you're monitoring some of those conversations or you're installing that kind of equipment. And what about the headset? What about the non-invasive, but what about the seemingly safe use of the headsets?
Philly, could you repeat that? We had a call coming in.
What about the headsets?
Those headsets will clip on.
That's correct.
That are hands-free.
That is correct.
All right. Those headsets are for official use only. Originally, when we saw people wearing those headsets, they were dispatchers, generally people who worked in air traffic control towers. The police use them. We at the Citizens Auxiliary Police use them. Somewhere along the line, the people at McDonald's thought they had the right, and the people at Jack in the Box, too, had the right to utilize official equipment. I don't know where that started, and certainly we're looking into it, and I know many state agencies are looking into it. But
what do you mean McDonald's?
If you go to the drive-thru at McDonald's, sir, you see the person who takes your money is wearing an official dispatch headset. That is, we do not agree with that, and we do not agree that people should use those in their cars. It's for official use only.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, a guy at McDonald's is using it so he can take your change.
That is totally the use of law enforcement equipment.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is Fred on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Jay, why don't you get a real job and keep your nose out of other people's business?
Listen, I'm not putting my nose in any business that isn't already the province of most states who are considering this.
All right, what's the difference?
So, you know, what are you going to do, Fred? You don't have to have me tell you. What are you going to do when the state tells you, like a highway patrol officer tells you, you got to stop using your cell phone?
Well, when it becomes a law, I'll consider it then, but you don't have the right to go out there and tell anybody to do so.
If I pull up next to you in a Citizens Auxiliary Police Suburban and I put a sign in the window that says, hang it up, what are you going to do?
I'm certainly not going to hang my phone up for you.
And if I start monitoring some of your conversation, it gets a little juicy.
That's against the law.
Well,
I don't have juicy calls on the phone line anyway.
You do not what?
I don't have juicy telephone calls anyway.
So you'd like all of us to believe, is that correct?
You know what?
Let me tell you something, Fred. When I was a young boy, my father received a package with 8x10.
I heard that garbage. Go tell a psychiatrist because we could care less.
You call the trauma that I suffered as a child garbage. How'd you like to get a package of 8x10s?
Maybe you should go out and sell them. You know, you like all the rest of the bedwetters in this country attempted to dictate what other people do.
Buddy, you get a package of 8x10s with pictures of your wife. I don't think you'll find that funny.
Who's going to be taking those?
Who told you that headphones were law enforcement official equipment? Who told you that?
I'm sorry?
I said, who told you that headphones were law enforcement official equipment?
I'm talking about the ones they use at McDonald's.
They have headsets for cell phones now.
That is correct. And I say that those should be made illegal. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
my point is that those headsets could make a person, it could be safer for someone to drive being on the cell phone.
But they are not allowed to use those because those are for air traffic control and police use only. And you call me a bedwetter. I'm out there trying to save your life.
I'm trying to save my life. I don't need you to save my life.
You go to McDonald's, you see a headset on, and you don't get confused?
Confused about what? I don't get confused. Maybe you do.
You know, you're laughing a lot, Fred, and I'm wondering why you're laughing. Is it nervous laughter?
Because you're a joke.
I'm a joke trying to save lives.
You are a joke.
Trying to save lives. You go to McDonald's, sir, and you see a girl taking your money and she's wearing a headset and you don't think you're talking to a highway patrol officer.
All right.
No. Feel I got to lay off the cigarettes.
I know. It's 1-800-449-8686. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. This guy really intrigues me. You know, it's interesting, officer, brigadier, general, whatever
you
are.
Hey, James, when you go to McDonald's and they wear the headset, that doesn't remind you of a police dispatch?
Not at all, because any type of officer that's ever stopped me has never had one of those on.
No, but the police dispatch officers you've seen in the TV.
That's TV. You get out of the make-believe world. You know, how many secretaries use that to answer the phone?
How many people, let me ask you, how many people who work the drive-thru at McDonald's are talking down a burning plane or requesting extra cheese on a quarter pounder? okay?
What difference does that make? That actual headset on a cell phone is for safety reasons.
That is correct, but...
Okay, well, then that's the way they should
official,
be used.
It's too official looking.
First of all, you know what? I've been listening to you for about the past 20 minutes or a half hour.
That's correct.
And you really...
According to our record, yes, you have.
I can understand you have been traumatized by these pictures, but you're trying to make every conversation by a woman on a phone like their marriage is in problem. You know what? Maybe your parents had a problem, and, you know, that's for you to deal with. It's not for you to try and enforce your non-authority on everybody.
Well, James,
it's ridiculous what you're doing.
The morning ever arrives in your house when you get a manila envelope dropped at your front door, and you pull from that manila envelope 4 or 5 black and white glossy photographs of your wife on her hands and knees.
So, you know what? Those are your personal issues you need to deal with.
And that isn't a guardian angel standing behind her. Other drivers may see you using a headset and misconstrue you as a law enforcement officer. What would you do then?
Those are your personal issues you need to deal with.
No, wait a second. If you're wearing a headset...
You have too many problems with that, trying to push that on everybody in this country.
James, if you're wearing a headset and someone confuses you for a law enforcement officer, there may be a hostage situation. A child may be rescuing. They see you wearing a headset as you drive down the street. They ask for your assistance in retrieving a hostage. You could be put in peril.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. You know,
sells those things.
I don't care.
Wait a second. This guy's driving down the street wearing a headset and suddenly wants him to negotiate a hostage release?
I'm just saying it's possible. And
it's not, you got to be a complete and utter idiot to think that a guy wearing a headset at McDonald's taking your change should be talking down a burning plane.
I've seen a lot of worse mistakes made, I can tell you that, Phil.
Jay Sanos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and at least New York is considering outlawing, and I saw a thing on television last night where a car was, like, mangled, and a little girl was killed as the result, some people say, of cell phone use. And
no, it's not some people say. A lot of people say that.
Well, a lot of people may be saying that, but I don't hear a lot of people saying, and all these women are on their cell phone trying to save their failing marriages, and something about 8x10s that your father got, black and whites, and a guy wearing a headset that ought to be worn by a police dispatcher, and somebody thinks he's a cop and wants him to rescue a kid from a burning building. All of this stuff is way out there, man, and I hope you understand that.
No, sir, I think you're the one that doesn't understand we're up against law enforcement.
You want to say that in English now?
I said, I think you're very rude, sir.
Just say it in English, okay?
You're the one that understands what we're up against in law enforcement.
Thank you. You said I understand.
I meant you don't understand.
Okay. Here is Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kim, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you're an absolute joke. I'm a woman business owner, and
chump.
I use my cell phone so that I continue to be a working mom take my kids to school and conduct business at the same time.
Totally meaningless.
I do not need a cell phone to be able to save my marriage. My marriage is fine, and your issue with your father receiving photos, that's nothing related to a cell phone. Cell phones weren't even around at the time.
Could I ask you a question, ma'am? What business are you conducting on a cell phone that is so necessary that you imperil the lives of other drivers around you?
A $1 million business, sir.
That isn't my $1 million business. That's your $1 million
money
business.
To my family,
but that's not bringing in the guy you kill.
And to still be a mom and not have to have a babysitter
that's
for my kids.
Ma'am, the man that you kill on the freeway is not your $1 million business.
And I can be a mom.
All right, ma'am, can I say something? Your $1 million business isn't the man who you kill on the freeway. That isn't his business. Or
yeah,
the child you kill. That isn't
kill
their business. You wouldn't kill anybody.
Or on my
right.
cell phone.
No, of course not.
The issue is that I am more careful when I am
And we're going to take your word for that?
Just like while I'm talking on the cell phone
Kim,
while I'm on the phone with you.
Kim, let me ask you something. Are we supposed to take your word for that? Is that it? Is that we're going to take Kim's word
because
she owns a $1 million? What is it, a dry cleaning business or something?
Are we supposed to take your word that you're a decent man and you're trying to save lives?
That's correct. You take my word for that.
You know what, if you'd like me to take your word, then you're going to have to take mine.
Do you wear the headset?
The issue is
you wear the headset?
You know what? Not everyone is a bad person.
You're wearing the headset. You're driving me nuts.
And you need to work through your issues, sir.
All right, I have an issue. I understand. My father received 5 8x10 glossies of my mother on her hands and
we got that already, man. We understand that.
Over it, sir. over it.
All right, I have an issue. Now, will you admit?
I sympathized with your situation.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
It is totally sympathetic.
All right, thank you.
But the issue is,
yeah.
Get over it and find something else.
All right, I will get over that if you'll get over your failing marriage and get off the phone.
Dear, my marriage is not failing.
Uh-huh.
My marriage couldn't be better.
Sure.
I'm all over the world with my husband.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
Believe me,
yeah. How come
I
he's
made
one
very well last night.
Does
we,
he have
didn't,
to...
we don't have to worry about
sure.
pictures coming in.
Yeah, it's people who have a fight always make love good after the fight.
Dear.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Jay.
How come he's shaking her all over the world?
Forget it.
Would you like to know something, Kim?
What?
We've been monitoring this phone conversation all along.
Good.
Huh?
Good.
We've been monitoring
it.
What?
Obviously, you don't know enough technical issues to be monitoring it. You haven't been monitoring anything.
Oh, we haven't. I know everything you've said.
It may be called the state
you
police.
Know what?
Because
so
you're talking.
Else.
You're talking.
What's that? So does what?
Highway Patrol.
So does
these
what?
These are the stories of the men whose training skill
everybody
encouraged.
Knows what
no,
I've been
don't,
saying.
They don't
anyone
have
that's
my...
been listening to
no.
the radio station
no.
knows and anyone could be copying
bull crap because
I
they don't have my...
I have a recorder connected to my cell phone and I could be monitoring you.
They don't have our monitoring equipment.
They were listening on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You developed it in your garage?
That's right. I developed my garage. It's monitored. You know something?
Dude,
I think
you're
an emasculating female, and I think you do have problems in your marriage.
I think,
turn up the music so I can drown out
this
bitch.
Look at those pictures of your mother daily in your garage.
I can't hear you.
Many state are broken. A duly authorized organization swings into action.
Bitch.
It may be called
what's
the state
the
police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police?
These are the stories.
What'd you say?
I said you're the police.
I hate
have
you.
Enforced and preserved our state law.
Bitch! She's a bitch! She's a bitch!
Shut up. Allow him on the air saying that stuff. He ends the show with his, she's a bitch. What is he, a singer now too? Not. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And Craig Taylor is back from his wisdom tooth surgery, which took him out for a couple of days. And if you've ever had your wisdom teeth out, I said to Craig, because I had mine out when I was 22 or 23. I'll never forget, I was working at a radio station in upstate New York, WBVM 1550 on your dial in Utica, New York, and we had a Polish cat on the weekends named Michael Jages who used to say, this is WBVM 1550, your clear channel station. And I used to say, look, Michael, I know you're from Poland, but it ain't no clear channel at 1550.
Well, I like to say it because that's what I said to stop it!
1550 ain't no clear channel, daddy-o.
This is Michael Jages, 1550, a clear channel. It's like he heard it somewhere, so he just rapped clear channel, right?
And for those of you who don't know what a clear channel is, forget it. This guy did a Polish music show on weekends in upstate New York. That's big time because there's Italians and there are Poles and there are Germans in abundance. And in Utica, those were the three major ethnic groups. Utica, New York. So I would do this oldies but goodies format. We did this oldies station, you know. And then at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we had this shotgun jingle with this, you know, this drum roll shotgun jingle into WBVM, Utica, New York. And then you'd hear, and here comes the Michael Jages Polish Hour. And he comes on, and this cat would do every commercial in English and Polish, which means if it was a 5-minute commercial break, it's now 10 minutes, because it's half of it's Polish, the other half's English. Then he'd get into the tunes. It was just goofy. So anyway, that's where I had my wisdom teeth out. This Polish announcer pulled my wisdom teeth. No, I'm just kidding. There was a dentist in that town, and the guy did two at a time. Craig, and so one side of my face was swollen out like Seymour the Chipmunk, and then that went down, and then 2 weeks later I went and had the other two done, and then the other side of my face, and Craig's face looks exactly like a freaking cartoon balloon face right now. Seriously, man, you look like one of those kids with, hi. You're looking okay, though, but I had to lie to him 2 days ago. I said, eh, it's no sweat, man, getting your wisdom teeth out, no problem. You're going to be fine, you know, because I don't want to worry the guy. Now he knows. It's very painful. And you take that freaking pain medication by the handful, and the doctor says, oh, here's some codeine. I forget what the guy gave me. What is he giving you? Vicodin? Vicodin's like, they didn't have that when I got my wisdom teeth out. They had codeine, or they had, what's the muscle relaxant? Darvon? Crap like that. But what is it? Darvocet? I don't know. But I was taking it by the handful, and I called his doctor. I said, man, you got to do something for me, because I'm going to... What does that feel? I can't... I said you're going to help me. All right, I tell you what. Are you bleeding? Yeah, I'm bleeding a little bit. You know, you just got into my mouth. All right. Here's what you do. You're in pain?
Yes. That's why I called. Yes.
All right. Take as many as you need.
Thank you.
And then I just took the bottle. He did. I'll never get the doctor. I could have kissed him if he'd been standing there. He said, take as many as you need, is what he said. What he didn't know is I was chasing it with Johnny Walker Black. All right. You too? Cool. Thank you, Doc, for that little bit of advice. And what you don't know, I'm drinking gin straight out of the bottle with those Vicodin that you've prescribed for me. So it's very painful in the side of your face. But you know what? And I'm not saying I'm a better man than you, because I only had like half my face done. I was back on the air the next day. Not that it mattered, because I had Michael J. just going, holy Jesus, you look like a freaking, you know, I came in with a balloon face. Whoa! I come in there with half my face swollen out there, and Michael is about ready to do his Pollock Melody Show. Pardon me, I'm not really a racist. It's just a fun word to say. And anyway, because nobody wants to use it anymore, because it's like politically, it's so, you can't do it. You can still say fag, though. So Michael there, this Polish fag, and anyway, he says to me, this is Michael J. Holy Jesus! That's how he started his show. Holy Jesus, it's the Polish Melody Show! God damn, look at that guy's face. Coming through the door there, Phil Henry, one whole half of his face, swollen up like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon face. Hey, balloon face! That was it for 3 hours on a Saturday. And I would go home, and I'm laying there like I've got malaria, like it's Ramar of the Jungle, and I got the station on, because I'm monitoring the station. I mean, like any good disc jockey, and I'm laying there, I'm rolling around, I got the pain, it's like going through my head. I feel like the Elephant Man at the end of the movie, you know, he couldn't lay his head down, and I'm listening to this. Oh. Yeah, Doc.
Hi, Phil, how are you?
Great.
What's that?
That's just, never mind, I need pain medicine.
Okay. You liking the music, is it?
No, I hate the music. Just give me something for the pain. I'm in pain.
Okay. You what? You're in Piedmont?
Piedmont Park. I want pain pills.
Piedmont Park. You're getting pain pills. Get them for me, not the park.
I'm not getting them the park. Would you please?
Oh, okay. Somebody shot Michael. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.